Simin Kuf Peches, Sif Aleph through Bezer Gimel, time permitting. The Mechaber says, Kol Mara Odom Beinu Mukeo Harbe Yomik Tmeim, V'chein Kol Mara Shochor Vein Tor Ela Mara Lovain, V'chein Mara Yorik Afilu Kamara Sheva Yazov, V'kol Shekein Yorik Akarsi Yikasavin, V'chein Mara Shekurim Blashan Ashkenaz Blur, Bechlal Yoriku. Afilu yesh po ismichas dam bhu of harbe, afilu regishes neftal makur, botkum yar matzamar salalu, tahira. The Mechaber paskins when I get to colors of dam, that the only thing red is problematic as is black, and the only thing that's tar is yorik and lovan. Kyodua, there are many different shitas with regard to maris. This is one of the things that there's the, in everything, shloimtza, Mishnah Berurah of Halacha Berurah Shem Makom, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's something that's it's Osid Teresh Tishtakach Mi Yisrael. Chazal say about that that Osid Liyo is that you're not going to have Halacha Berurah Shem Makom, and that was Niskayim B'Miluah B'Zmanenu, that just about any single solitary thing there's a Machlekes about. However, with regard to Maris, the Machlekes is not just yes or no. It's not just us or Mutter, Torah, Tameh. It's what's included and what's not included, and the spectrum ranges. There's probably 100 different stops along the spectrum, and therefore the shaila really is that lechura from the mechaber, the mashmoyis and the mechaber, is that the only thing which is tahor is lavan and yarek. Anything else is problematic. So what's the machlekes here b'chlal? So bepashtis, everybody's going with their mesira. There's some people that are machmer according to the mesira, and some people that are mekel according to the mesira, and some people that say they bechlal, you don't even need a mesira. Vashteit, look what it says. Anything which is neitel admimus is problematic, and therefore you can really ask any kindergarten child what's red and is this having a tiel admimus? Whatever's included, it's like a sefer Torah. What letter is this? You show me. Is this near a, like it's neitel admimus? And then it will be tar. It'll be Tomei. The Lechur, that's the Pashas Mashmois. The truth is, if you look at the Rishonim V'Achronim, a little bit, some of the Noisei Kelim, the Mashmois says that in Chrami, Takadoni and Masera B'chlal. The Lashon of the Rosh and the Rajba is that we're not Metar anything. Kol Shekein She'ena Ein Letar Shum Dam Hadeta Lamar Admimus M'loi She'elovin V'yor Kamar Azov. Chein Pasuk HaRajba. And that's the Lashon of the Shach brings down over here, even a little bit Sharfer, Bechacham Mechmir Shaloi Lita is Bein Dam Ledam, Vasru Kol Mara Haneta Ladmimus, Vichshiru Kol Mara Sheinu Lesapkoi Badmimus Klal. Any Mara which ain't Lesapkoi Badmimus Klal. Sounds like anything which has any Suffolk Bechal of Admimus is problematic. Moreover, the Torah Sashlam brings down Vasepis that we saw in the Gemara in New Testament Rebbeis, that Chacham Rebbeis, that Batsam the way you're supposed to, there's a Shiloh whether or not you're allowed to look at Maris at night. And how you're supposed to look at it, being chama letzel, you're supposed to, in the chama, and you're supposed to make tzel with your hand, it's not brought down b'chlal in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. It's up there, because b'zmanenu or machmer b'negea to anything which is neitel admimus, and it doesn't take very much even v'edikto gadol, it sounds like anybody could do it, and therefore, you could even look at night, and it doesn't have to be mechama letzel, because it should be pashut one way or the other. L'chur, it sounds like you don't need any mitzvah, just look what it's like, see what it is it neitel admimus or not, and accordingly, Bimatame or Bimatar. The shaila is, so those that are seem to be more mekel and certainly orange and even things that are seem to be noita a little bit have admimus in it, sort of pink, and even things that maybe to certain people look mamish like the red, where does it come from to be matar these things? L'chura meforsh and shulchan aruch not that way. So davar pashat ad moi filo in tzarech lemimar, that anybody that we're talking about that was matter also knew the Shulchan Aruch and also knew the Nesi Kelim, and they didn't share them. The shaila is exactly how do we stim this, what the seeming mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is, with the way that many moitzim paskin. So the truth is that it's very difficult to figure out what is neitel admimus. What does it mean neitel admimus? Chazal only talked about four different colors: yoruk, shochor, lavan, and adun. Those are the four colors that Chazal talked about. They don't mention any other colors. Now, all are the rainbow of colors that we have. I think, according to some printers, say they print 26,000 different colors. They all have to fit into one of these four colors. Now, Chazal didn't tell us what's orange. Orange is neitel admimus, or it's yaruk. What is it? It's not exactly clear what it is, and Mamela, it's not going to be, it's not 100% clear what is Noitel Admimus. So the truth is that we already see that Noitel Admimus is not so Pasha Bechlal. Akavya ben Ma'alal paskins that Yorick is Tomei. Frektoisvis, Yorick is Tomei. Lechura, Yorick has no Nitiul Admimus Bechlal. Something which is green is not Noitel Admimus at all. Zaktoisvis, and Echanami, we're not talking about Yorick which is green, we're talking about Yorick which is Esreg. The Rosh says that Oikechel min Beitza, that is Noitel Admimus. And even so, according to Akavi ben Mahalal, even though maybe according to the Chachamim it's Tar, and according to Akavi ben Mahalal it's Tamim. Says the Beis Yosef that according to the Chachamim that hold that Yarek is not problematic, it has no Netia Ein Zeh Noitel Admimus. It's not Noitel Admimus Bechlal. It has no Netia Admimus. Why did he have to say that? Because if it had a Netia Admimus, then it would be like Meimei Basar Tzli, which is problematic according to Chacham, Bizmanenu we'd be Machmer. But the Yorick of Akavya ben Ma'alalel were Metar even Bizmanenu. So what's the pshat? It should have a Netil Admimus. Dr. Chacham, no, it has no Netil Admimus. That means that there's a Machloikis, Tanoim, whether or not something has a Netil Admimus. So that means it's not so Pashit. Anything which has Netil Admimus, no matter where you're going to draw the line of what's Netil Admimus, we find already in Chazal that there's a shaila with regard to Noitel Admimus, is it considered Noitel Admimus? And the Chachamim say, that's not Noitel Admimus Bechlal. Akavya ben Ma'alal says that it is, and the Chachamim say that it's not. So that means that it's not clear when it says Noitel Admimus, vos meintos Bechlal. The truth is that if you look at the Lashon of the Rosh, it's very interesting. The Rosh says, kol shekein ha'inno she'ein letar shum dam ha'noitel amar admimus. Don't be metar any dam which is noitel amar admimus. Im lo yishye lovan v'yorek amar azov. Unless it's lovan v'yorek. Don't be metar anything which is noitel admimus unless it's lovan v'yorek. It's mashma that if it's noitel admimus and it's lovan v'yorek, then it's mutter. It doesn't say in lo yishye ain't a noitel admimus and it's lovan v'yorek. You shouldn't be metar anything which is noitel admimus unless it is lovan v'yorek. Then it's not noitel admimus. Mashmoy says that even though it is Noitel Admimus, nevertheless, if it's Lavan Yark, then it's Mutter. And the truth is that if you look at the, sounds like the Lavan that we're referring to is not white. There's no need to get to white Bechlal. It's something which is a Odoim, something which is Noitel Admimus, but it's Lavan. Pink, something like that. The truth is, it's interesting. I heard this from Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz. He says that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Mechein Mara Yorek, Afila Kamara Sheva Yazov, Vekol Shekein Ayorek Ekarsi. Ramal says, the Mechaber says, Ein Tor El Amara Lovan. The only thing which is Tor is Lovan. And also Yorick. Afilu Kamara Shaiva. V'koshken Yorick Akarsi. Says the Taz. Koshken Ayorick. V'koshken Alovan. Shein Anoita Klal Admimus. For sure Lovan. Which is not Anoita Bechlal Admimus. The Mechaber already said Lovan. What is the Taz doing? Koshken Alovan. He's talking about Lovan, so then he should go on the Mechaber and talk about Lovan. He says, no, only Yorick. The mashmois is that the lovan that he understood, the lovan of the machaber is talking about a lovan that has a netiel admimus, and on that the machaber said that's okay. And kol shekein yorek kikarsi, which has no netiel, and says the taz also lovan mamish, which has no netiel. But what the machaber was talking about at the beginning, the lovan that he's talking about at the beginning was the lovan which was netiel admimus. The same way that he said afterwards, the yorek which is netiel admimus, kishay veikazov, which has a netiel, and nevertheless we hold that that's tar. So Bechlal, it's not even clear what does it mean in the Mechaber when he says love and v'yarek. Does he mean white? Or does he mean a whitish red? Or does he mean a yellowish red? Something which is not Bechlal, the other which is problematic. So what does it mean, Noitel Admimus? What is the Noitel Admimus that is problematic? So the truth is, what is Admimus? We found in the Gemara says that Dam v'yur mo'yevesa Maim adumim kedam. That the Gemara says maybe the only thing which is tamei is adum shel adamim. That's the reddest of the red, which is tomato red blood, bright red blood. That's the Gemara says no. There's a drash of domel domel, but it all has to be red. Now, that which it all has to be red, maybe it's all shades of the same type of red. But anything which is not that shade of red, then that's noite to the admimus. There's odoim, which odoim refers to one shade of red, one type of red, or four different types of red that are all in the same shade, the same type of red, the same color, just different, lighter or darker. And then there's all the rest of the shades of red which are included. As somebody told me, that his father, who worked in business of selling clothing, said that there's 10,000, he has a book with 10,000 shades of red. So that's, I don't know, the printer that prints 26,000, it's not such a chiddush anymore. 10,000 shades of red, that means that there's an extreme amount of shades of red, and you have to know what's considered, which ones are noita ladmimas. Batsim in HaTorah, there's only four that are tamei midaraisa, and amok mikan is tamei, and diyam mikan is tar. Now, anything else which is red, which is not that odim, it has a netir ladmimus. It's noita to the odim, which is problematic. However, anything which is not red bichlal, something which is orange, something which is brown, something which is rust color, these are things that have no netiyah ladmimus bichlal. Pink bichlal, it has a netiyah ladmimus. Maybe the way that you make pink is by adding white together with red, but with regard to the netiyah ladmimus that we're talking about, is a netiyah ladmimus, which is the red color. Now, even if it's not one of the four reds that Chazal were talking about, that the Torah was talking about, nevertheless, it's a shade of red, which is problematic because it's noted to the dark adam, which is the Torah was talking about. Something which is bachlal, a different color, even if the way that you make it is with a red, so you should say, oh, it has that netiyah, nevertheless, it's already considered a different color, and therefore, it's okay. Maybe to clarify slightly more, I saw in Kuntres Maseres Rabbi Sein, we wanted to say that the Achrenim are bothered by a question that many of the Olim asked over here. And that is that there's four different types. The Gemara says that there's four different reds. There's Adam of Kimeme. Adam Vashachar Kikarin Karkin Kimeme Adamu Kumazuk. So there's Adam, which is Adam of, like, the. It's not exactly clear even what the Adam is. It looks like blood red. Of a blood of a makkah. The question is, what type of makkah? 20-year-old that wasn't married, that hit himself one time, then in a second time. Kikaren karkin kimei adamu kumazuk. Now the Gemara says on Daf Chof that all these four colors, amok mikan is tamei, diem mikan is tar. If it's slightly darker, then it's tamei, and slightly lighter, then it's tar. Frekta achrenim, you have a big problem over here. We have four different shades of red. Now lechur, the darker one is darker than the next. So something which is dia from the darkest, something which is lighter than the darkest, is darker than the lightest. So then how could you tell me that dia mikan, something which is lighter, is tar? That's amuk of a different one. And you said amuk mikan, anything which is darker is problematic. So lighter than A is going to be darker than B. So how could lighter than A be tar if we know that darker than B is tamei? Says the Chochma Sodom, and the Aruch HaShulchan seems to go like this also, that it's Aruch HaShulchan, the Chochmas Adam is actually in Hilchos Treifas, that he handles this. It's in the Binas Adam in Ches. And he says that Kenirech, the four different types of red, are not four different shades, densities of red. They're four different types of red. Four different colors Bechlau. One is crimson, one is pink, and one is, he says, these are the four Avos of red. And within these Avos included are all the different types of red. He says, it's four different types. We might say it's four sideways. Four different types of red. And memela, lachura, all reds are included in that. And therefore, anything darker than that is tamei. But lighter is not even the same type of red, as lighter than crimson is not in pink. It's a totally different color, bachal. And therefore, you don't have, there's no shverkeit, that darker than one is lighter than one is darker than the next, because it's a different color, bachal. It's in a different, it's bechlal on a different page. However, the truth is that, like the Elam saw, the Tezer Rosh asked the Kasha himself. The Rishonim already asked this Kasha. And the Tezer Rosh says, Mikoyach HaHech Rezok the Tezer Rosh, that, Inechanami, Teimo, the Diyami Odom, Adayin Hu Odom Yosim, Karen Karkin. Imam Hashem asked the Kasha. Lighter than Odom is darker than Karen Karkin. V'chulu.
Now, Af bishish mar la matmenu shudio tomi. Kolo elo kol shein adem la maris are tahor, even though there's something which is la matmenu which is tomi.
Says the Tosfos Rosh that in a Hanami it's four red that are not four different types of red. It's four different, it's four densities of red, but it's of the same red. But any red, if you look at if you go to the paint store and you ask them for the different shades of red, they'll give you 200 different shades of red. Now they're all different densities, possibly, of this very same red. Now when we said Amok Mikan is Tame, Di Mikan is Tar, it means just above what we talked about is Tame, and just below it is Tar. But you could have, in between Odim and Keren Karkim, you could have 100 different shades that are not being discussed Bechlal. Because Keren Karkim is 100 on the red. If you look on the computer, they give you up to 255 when you give you the different colors. When you're on the standard paint.com, paint or your Word document, and you want to put in a color, they give you a whole bunch of different colors. And you can move up and down the red and make it darker and lighter. It goes up to 255. And you can do 254, 253, 252, 251, and you get hundreds of different shades, 255 different shades of red. Now, these four different shades, one is 254, one is 200, one is 150, one is 100. So when Chazal said that Omek Mikan is Tameh, it means 255, 201, 151, and 101. And Dio Mikan is Tar means 253, 199, 149, and 99. However, everything between 201 and 249, that's not being discussed for Chazal. That was really the Rishonim, the Chorin's Kasha. What's with all those things? The Chorin, it's lighter than one thing and it's darker than the next. On that, says the Tezer Rosh, you're right, it is. Chazal had Kimlu leChazal, that those aren't normal colors that come out of a woman. And Ramela, that's not a color which is Tameh. That means that we have hundreds of different colors that are in the same Bechlal, in the same shade of red, just darker or lighter, the same type of red. And nevertheless, they're going to be Tar. On that, maybe we remotame everything which is noitelad mimus. And not only that, you could say all the different shades of red, all the different types of colors of red, we remotame atu that red. But anything which is not in the red, parasha bechlal, something which is pink, something which is orange, something which is bechlal, a different color, then in a chanami, maybe that's bechlal, not noitelad mimus. And not only that, a admimus, which has yoruk inside, it has a yellow inside of it. Even if it has what we would call a leaning, a tinge of red inside of it, but that's not the red that we're talking about. They were always talking about a red which is a solid red without any other color mixed inside. It just could be denser or less dense. It's not as starker or starker. But in a Hanami, the red is always a solid red without any white or without any yellow mixed inside. That means that in a Hanami, even though it can look possibly like red, but that doesn't have an atir lad mimus. The truth is that I had it written down, and unfortunately it's not here. But the Sidri Tyro brings down, quotes the Matzasi Kosov, which the Pesach Tshuva quotes, it's a Yavit. The Yavit says that Matzasi Kosov, that brown, the Sidri Tyro says Matzasi Kosov, and it's from the Yavit, that brown is not a problem. Brown, which is like the color of our Moinim, which are chestnuts, and the color of coffee, is not a problem. And he says, it's a kol shekein. He says, what's a kol shekein? Kol shekein from Yarek. Yarek, which the Rishonim say is even Yarek Yizov, and Zov is mamish red. He says, we have Zov, which is very, very red. Chazal mentioned that there's seven different types of gold. One is Zov Piriyim, which looks like Dam Parim. Chazal say in Yumo. It looks like the Dam of Parim, which means bright red, and that's the color of gold. It is not only that, our gold, once it comes, right as it comes out of the refinery, it looks mamish. It's doime le'odoim mamish. It says it's very, very, has doime le'gavin odoim mamish. It looks very, very much. But nevertheless, we'll be mitar it because it doesn't have an etiyu lad mimus. It's doime le'odoim, but it doesn't have an etiyu lad mimus. So what does that mean? Elamai, what an etiyu lad mimus doesn't mean just because to us, it looks like it has a little bit of red inside. Lav dafka doesn't mean that that's what the netiyud lad mimus is that the Rishonim were referring to that we're going to be metame. Netiyud lad mimus means any of the reds which are problematic, even if it's not that red, and it could be 100 different levels of lower than that red, but it's a solid red, all those reds are going to be tummy. Something which is not that solid red, it has yellow mixed inside, it has white mixed inside, it has other colors that are mixed inside, in a chanami, that's not going to be considered nichlal in the neitel admimus, and that would be tar. How do we paskin? Kol echad yaseh k'ras rabbeisav. Whoever chas v'shalom not to be mahar after those that are mekel, certainly ki yodua, we know ravim gam tevim, there were many, many, many of the G'dolei HaPoskim in the past generations, not just our generation, that were mekel. And therefore, certainly there is mokim sai in Maseres and sai in the sugya to be mefarish that way. And that's why l'chur, it's not a stira from the lashon of the Rishonim and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, because lav dafka are these things nechlal in the netiyah la'admimus. That's with regard to Odin. With regard to Shachar, so the Shevet Levi points out that even though Zichr Shachar is a problem, however, very often you'll see that Shachar, the black that's found on a bedikah cloth, has nothing to do with blood. It's a foreign object. A lot of times, either the bedikah cloth wasn't checked well, or there was some sort of dirt in the area where the woman was doing the bedikah, and therefore very often the black is nothing to do, and you could tell with a loop that it's a foreign object, and therefore it wouldn't be problematic. Now, very often, he mentions also, you could see that it's a very, very deep red. And even though at first it looks like it's black, if you look in the sun, or if you dissolve it in water, or in spit, or something like that, you'll see that it's bright, bright red. So, nevertheless, even if it's not, if it is something which it does not look like a foreign object, and it doesn't look red, it'll still be problematic, but it's very uncommon to have such a thing. You'll have mamish, a dark black, which is black, and that's going to be not a foreign object, and it doesn't have any tio of, doesn't look like it's red. Now, anything which is in the parsha of Shachar is also problematic. The question is, what's included in the noita to Shachar? Is chum, is brown included in that? So Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Sidrei Torah that Motzosi Kosov, that's the Yavitz, that in Chami, brown is not a problem. Brown is not considered, it's considered dio of Shachar, which the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand means that it's bechlal not in the parsha, it's bechlal not in the parsha of Shachar, it's a different color, and he says, like the color of chestnuts and coffee. This is a big hack. What type of coffee was he referring to? Not just Taster's Choice or Elite, but it's coffee with milk, coffee without milk. I heard the Pashtas of Zichr was talking about coffee without milk. Who says they even put milk in the coffee in those days? But the Pashtas is you're talking about without it, which is, even though in the cup, actually, coffee looks black when it spills on anything, on a shirt or whatever it is, it's brown. And that's the color. With milk, bichlal is beige. It doesn't even look, it's not such a brown color bichlal, depending on how much you put inside. But it's hard to say that it's talking about with milk, and it didn't tell you how much milk to put inside. What's the ratio? Right? So the Pasha says, referring to coffee, and that color is not bichlal, the parasha of Shachar, and it wouldn't be an issue. Now, there's Lashonis and Rishonim, Rashi and Kama Mekoymes. Rashi seems to say, refer to the brown as red. Cholchum baksovim, that it says in the Torah, which is referring to sheep, which is l'chora, they weren't red sheep, rather they were brown sheep. Nevertheless, Rashi says, metargiminim shochum, which is like a noita to odin. Not only that, Rashi says in Sukkah, Lamed Hey, that esrig ki ahino sumko, like a red date. He says, all fruit, when you peel it, so after a little bit of time, it gets red. No, it doesn't get red, it gets brown. Rashi in Bechoris and Davav says that Rav Susim are Adumim. Most horses are red. We're yet to see a red horse. Elamai, red is not referring to red is referring to Adumim. And it is referring to brown. And nevertheless, that's the way that the Rishonim refer to it. It is interesting, like Rav Shimon Eider points out, that if you look at the Ramah points out, what's the lach of blue? Blue, I've seen many Maris over the course of the past 10 years, 15 years, and never once did I see blue. Maybe if they put it down on top of a Laffy Taffy, we once had. But aside from that, you never see blue. What's our mouth talking about blue? Brown, you see twice a day. So there's colors that are seen all the time, and they didn't talk about, And there's colors that are you never see, and they did talk about. Vosapis. Elamai Zichr, Inemzon, says of Shimon Einer, it's Pashat that that was Nichlal in the Odaim, and that's not a. Rashi says they're also going to get to the Kur on a Luluv. He says on the stuff which covers over the Luluv, which is Odaim, the Odaim thing which covers over the Luluv. Mashmois of Rashi always is that this Odaim, this brown, is referring to Odaim and it's problematic. And Lamaisa, there are Paisim that are Chorlik, Lehedi on the Yavitz, the base mayor, and Sephalif, and the Lechem Asimlo. They go Lehedi Keneged, and they say any brown, says the base mayor, brown is either Neitat to Shachar or it's Neitat to Odaim, one of the two. But either way, it's going to be problematic. Now the truth is that even those that are maker with regard to brown, it's brown of chestnuts and brown of coffee. But there are certain types of brown that are clearly Neitat Ladmimus. That, as far as I know, most Paiskim, I don't claim to know the way that everybody paskins, but even those that are very makel are certainly machmer with regard to these browns, because these browns are clearly reddish brown. Not only that, it's very common that you take red blood, and after a little while, you'll see that the exact same blood, it came out bright red, and a few days later, it's not going to operate anymore. You see it on a tissue in about 2 hours. On a bedikah cloth, it takes much longer, but on a tissue, you'll see it in a few hours. It turns from bright red if somebody had a nosebleed or something, and a mamish is bleeding. And after a few hours, the tissue, it'll be brown. It'll be a brownish color. It totally loses that bright red, and it's a brownish color. But you're able to tell that that's the brown, which is Neitat Ladmimus, which is problematic. And people are going to say that, and even those that are makel with regard to browns, however, a brown like that is certainly going to be problematic, and therefore it's an issue. Now, there are those that said that they brought these type of maris to Meitzim. They took two maris, and one mara from the middle of a vest, one mara they left in the freezer, so it shouldn't change, and it was bright red after 2 weeks. Another mara they left out, and it was brown, or whatever color it was after 2 weeks. And they came and they said, they asked the Rav, what is this? What's the story? So they said, is this mara that came, is it a new mara? Is it not a new mara? If it's a new mara, and it just came out like this, the color would be dark. Now, we know that it came out bright red. The truth is that we don't really care, as we'll see in a minute. How it depends on how it came out. But if you're telling me that it came out in this color, then in a chanami it won't be a problem. But generally, these types of colors, you're able to see, as we'll see in a minute, with regard to Ein Ladayin Al Mashe Ein Avrayis, you're able to tell on this color that it was a different color and it changed. And therefore, it's going to be problematic, even though it's brown. The truth is that the brown that comes at the beginning, when a woman is expecting her period, very often it starts off with a brownish color before it turns to the bright red. And I saw that the doctors say that this is the beginning dam of the vest, of her vesset. In other words, the lining is starting to shed and it already came off, already detached itself. This little bit of blood detached itself from the uterus already a day or two ago. And it didn't come out yet. It's not enough that it came out. After a little while, it gains enough momentum, it gains enough craft to be able to come out. And since inside the body it already changed to brown, in other words, it was red, but it, since it detached from its source of life, it switched to brown. And it came out as brown. And therefore, according to those that are makel, that brown would still be tar, because by the time it came out, it was brown. And this we'll see in the Bach in a minute, like we said. It really depends on, we mentioned this in last Chabura, the Pashtus Lechura of many Achreinim is, of many Rishainim is, that it depends on what color it was when it left the Makar, when it came into the Beis Achitzin. And even if it started red inside the Makar, but by the time it left the Makar and went into the Beis Achitzin, it was already a different color, like Mishlam Zalman said, theoretically, if you'd be able to inject the dye into her Rechem and change everything to bright blue, and it would come out bright blue, then in a chanami, it would be fine. Even though if you take it to the laboratory, they say 100% that this is dumb. Doesn't make a difference. Since it came out not as Adam, then it's okay. Not like the Bach, like we mentioned, and we'll see in a minute. I'm sorry? So that's what the Beis Meir said. It depends what type of brown it is. It's either a brown of Dio LeShachar, which we're not Pekim in, or it's a brown of Dio of Adam, Noit Elad Mimus. It's one which is not nichlal bachlal in that color. Now, if it's coffee, so then it could be much, much darker than the chestnut. Now, we're talking about those that are, you're referring to those that are mekel. Those that are machmer, They say that everything is included in the Noitala, in the Dio of Shachar. Dio of Shachar, even though Dio of Shachar is Mefor said it's Mutter in the Mishnah, but Bizmanenu, the Rishenim said, we're Machmer on that. And Mamela, we have to be Machmer on anything which is Dio of Shachar. Very often you see something which looks very, very dark, almost black, and then when you look at it in the sun, you'll see that it's just a lot of concentration of brown. Is that, what is that considered? How do I look at that? That we'll talk about in a second. Do we look at something which is concentrated? Do we split it up and break it apart and look at it individually? Or do we have to look at the entire thing together? That we'll see in a minute. Now, there's a basic question that has to be dealt with, and that is, if I'm telling you that something could start as red, but it changes colors, or if it mixes with something, it changes colors, how do I know if it changed color while it was in the Makar, or it changed color after it already left the Makar? If I have something which is orange, how does orange come about? Through red and yellow. So you have dam together with anything else, mucus, which the rechem is secreting, and the mixture looks like orange. How could you know when it mixed together? Did it mix together in the Makar? Did it mix together afterwards? So very often you could tell, actually. Generally, you could tell. Because if it's all achid, if it's uniform color, then it's clear that it mixed together already before it left the Makar. Only when it's not uniform, and you have streaks and other things, then that means that it was two different colors that mixed afterwards, and in a chanami, in such a case, would be more problematic. That's with brown. What's with yellow, tzohov, gel, and orange? So, the Pashta says the Mechaber, that in a chanami, it's not a problem. The only thing is, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Shlah, to be machmer on, don't be so quick to be makel with regard to gel, which is goldish, yellowish color. Ein lahakol b'mehiris u'mekamara ashayve mekoshkin kamara azov elam kish yetz reitzadim achirim. Why? Not exactly clear. So he says because there are those that are paskin that yarik is problematic. The truth is that it's already in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, they go that Yarik is problematic. Yarik is, even if you don't hold like a Kavya, but you hold like the other Tana, which holds that it's going to be Toilin, we have to be Machmer. And Mamela, any Yarik is going to be problematic. Now, those that are Machmer, but again, to have Sektara with regard to Yarik, that with regard to Zov and Yellow. The truth is that there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yoinu. Rabbeinu Yoinu in Brachis, Chav Bezim Anal Fadaf Erif. He says, what does it mean, B'nai Yisrael, Lechmir al-Atzmam, Afil Reyes Tipas Gam Kechardol, Yeshus Lev Shevin Akim? What does it mean, Tipas Dam Kechardol? What's the difference with the sizes? Makes a difference with the sizes? Any amount of Dam, even less than a Tipas Dam Kechardol is Metame. So, Doctor, don't tell me that Tipas Dam Kechardol means Kechardol is not referring to the size, rather Kechardol is referring to the color. He says, because that's not a Chiddush, that's Tame. That we don't need B'nai Yisrael to be Machmeron. That's Mefurish that Dam Kechardol is problematic. What are you talking about? Where does it say anywhere in Chazal that Tibas Dam Kechar, the color of Chazal, is problematic? Memela, now if you hold that we paskin like a Kavya, or we paskin like Tatana that holds like it's Turlin at least, then in Chanami, Yorik would be problematic. That would be an issue. But Lachura, the Pashtus of Chardal is that it's yellow, and nevertheless we have Rabbeinu Yena that's saying Mefurish that it's a problem. So it says Divri Chamundis, even though I have no idea where the Gemara is, Zichri Yachmi Machmer like him. Because we have the Rishonim that say that. But Mela, there are those that are Machmer Benegeah to that. The Ma'aseh Sod Levush Yeris brings down that Ibn Yashiv was not Machmer Benegeah to, even in Hefsek Tara, was not, if it's Mamish yellow, then it's not problematic. We're not Machmer even in Hefsek Tara. Now, what color is mustard? That's the truth. It's not exactly clear what color mustard is. Aruch HaShochan is Ma'ir this. He says that mustard, it depends. If you look in Klayim, there's two different types of mustard. And maybe the mustard he was referring to was a reddish color, and therefore it would be okay. First of all, is he referring to mustard seed, or is he referring to the mustard itself? The truth is, I found an interesting Gemara. I don't know what to make of it. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph says that Yain Chardali, what is Yain Chardali? Rashi says Yain Chardali is Yain Shochar. Chardali. That's the. So now I don't know why Yain Shochar is Chardali, but. That's what he says. So we see that Chardali is referred to as Shachar, which would be certainly, according to that, it's Mefurish in the Chanami, that's problematic. For the most part, as far as I know, most Paiskim are Mekel with regard to yellow, on even on the Hefsek Tara. Even though with regard to some browns and other things that are more Machmer, Nevertheless, with regard to yellow, Lamaisa, most Paiskim don't go like the Shla. The Sidra Torah says that he asked the Tshuva Me'ava, asked the Neid Yehuda, Kimdumani. He says, before he became a Rav, he asked him, how should he pass him when he get to this? And he says, when he get to passing for other people, go like the Shulchan Aruch. It means, I guess, that you have a Makafi Machma for yourself. But when you get to others, and that's the way certainly that most Paiskim Paskim. Now, with regard to yellow, we have the interesting Ha'ara of Taisvis. Taisvis says on the Yud Testament base that Akavi ben Malal is Matame Yorik. In fact, Taisvis, what Yorik are we talking about? We're talking about Yorik, which is Kikarsi. Then Lechura, it's not, that has no Natiel Admimus Bachlal. Elomai, it must be Yorik like an Esrig. So, what type of Esrig are we talking about? We have Esrigim, the standard Israeli Esrig is also green. So he's not referring to that, because that's Yorik Akarsi. This is just the old one. It's already black by now. That's not Yorik Akarsi. So what Yorik is he talking about? So the Pashtus, before we came to Eretz Yisrael, all the Esrigim that we saw in America are yellow. Yellow Esrigim. So Chur is referring to yellow. So yellow does have an Atiyel Admimus. It's not dark green, because dark green has no Atiyel Admimus. It must be bright yellow, which has an Atiyel Admimus. Since when does yellow have an Atiyel Admimus? Chelman Beitza also says the Rosh. So maybe some understand that it does have some sort of netiyah. The truth is that the Olam saw that Sregim from last week, the Rav Alper had. Here, I don't have them. They were disposed of today. But we do have pictures of a Sregim. The Sregim that stick around do turn to bright orange. The same way that a pepper starts off as green and turns to red afterwards, so too, Sregim start off as green, and then they turn to yellow, and then they turn to orange. And kimdumani, that even on the tree, esrig is dar be'ilan mishana lashana, like Chazal say, if even on the tree it turns to, it's not just when it plucked. If you leave it on the tree, it stays orange. Not only that, Chamim Beitza, this was last night after the fast, we broke an egg, and this was the Chamim Beitza that came out, which is orange, certainly it's orange. So those that want to say, in Echanami, that's what Taisa means, fresh eggs, generally we don't get such fresh eggs, but or organic eggs or fresh eggs, they're orange, and in Hanami, that's what Taisa is referring to. It's not so mashma that way from Taisa's in Sukkah when he refers to it. He refers to what's Yorick. And he says Yorick is a lot of different colors. Sometimes it's the Metachelis, sometimes Yorick, sometimes. And then he says it's like Tzeva v'esreg, Shekurin, Balashan Ashkenaz, Yala. Yod Aleph Lamed Hey. So the Mashmois is referring to yellow, which maybe is not. Maybe it's Tov, only thing on the side it says. Maybe that also means orange. But in Echanami, the Luz that say it means orange, and that is the Tzeva of Yorik, which were Metar Bizmanenu. In Echanami, that has no Natiel Admimus, and that would be the Seder. Now, that's the different various colors. Pink is the Shaila again. Pink is maybe the Lovan. And many are Machmer, many are Mekel. If you get a pink Mara, it's not so common to get a pink Mara. However, if it's mamash, a bright pink, then very often it means that she has a yeast infection or something else, and she should find out. If she has a blue mara, then either find out if it's a Laffy Taffy or send her to the hospital. No, it's not a normal thing. I did hear once of a person that had a mamash, a very, very, I don't know if it's a bluish green, and it was a issue. Taka an issue that she had to, there was some sort of machla there, Rahman al-Tzlan, they had to. That's most of the colors. Now, most of the regular colors that you'll see. Now, what happens if you have dam which change colors? We have the bach over here, which is brought down in the achrenim, the shach and the taz. What happens if you have, says the bach, who's makabel, from different poiskim, from Isha's Keno, that if you're reichitz for a long time, then the dam could change to lavan. And we mainly have to be careful with these lavan, that maybe if it has a smichus, if it's very thick, then maybe it's problematic, maybe it's really dumb. Now, the Achreinim, the Taz, Zcharilik B'tkifas on him, he says we're not choshesh for that, and we don't have to be worried about that, and that is certainly the way that most places can go, that it's not a problem. And the reason being, says Ramayishan, Rishlam Azalman, when they talk about this bach, they said even if it would be that it changed to white, it doesn't make a difference. Since it changed in the Makar, and by the time that it came out, it was already white, Mamela wasn't red when it left the Makar, then it's not a problem. It would not be Metame. Even Lafi the Machmirin points out to Shevet Alevi, this is Dafka in a case where it says that she was Reichitz for a long time, 2 or 3 hours. Kamoishnaim Vishale Shois. It's Mamish, and it's only be if it's in a bathtub, it's not a shower, and only warm water, and not hot water and not cold water, which means that even if you want to go swimming for a few hours and be choish for the machmir and lachar, you would not have to be choishish. It's cold water, it's not warm water, it's not generally that hot water that's going to change it, and therefore it's not a problem. Certainly in a shower, it's certainly not a problem. The Bach has another chiddush here, which the Taz also takes issue with, and that is, can you paskin on a wet mara? Says the Bach, sometimes you find that a wet mara, even though it looks tar, when it comes out, but after a little while, the ketzavis look like they're red. Mamela, you should wait till it dries, and then paskin on it. Says the Taz and the Shach, if you see it when it's not a problem, when it came out, it's not a problem, then it's not a problem. Why? Ain't loymach zekinin reyaso, you don't have to be worried that something's going to change. Now, if you did leave it, and it changed, and the chanam, you're going to have to be choshish. However, if you see it right away, and it has no netiyah b'chlal, you don't have to be worried that it's going to have a netiyah, and you're allowed to paskin on it. Now, generally, in other words, if it's a clearly white or yellow mara, you don't have to keep it around. You light a paskin on it and throw it out. However, sometimes it's taka, not exactly clear what the color is. Then very many mitzim wait till it dries. And the reason is simply because most paiskim do not have shimush on wet maras. Just practically, you don't have shimush on wet maras because most of the maras that come in are dry. And therefore, you wait for it to dry until you're able to see what the color is. If it's borderline, to be able to see what the color is. However, be'etzem, we paskin that you do not have to wait. Now, the Chochma Sadin takes it even a trod weiter, and he says, the Chacham Tzmi, he says that even if when it came out it was not a problematic color, and afterwards it changed the problematic color, nevertheless you don't have to be metamim. According to the Taz and the Shach, there's three different levels. The Bach says you have to wait to see if it's going to change. Taz and the Shach says you don't have to wait, you say you don't have to wait, but if you did wait and it changed your problem. The Chacham Tzvi said, even if you waited and you saw that it changed, it's still not a problem. Why? Because it's all talim and how it came out of the guf. And it's not darachel darachei noyim to be matar and eat a lady and then call her back an hour later, oh, by the way, you really tell me. So it says zikr, it's taka not a problem. It says it's ijitara, how did it change? If the taka wasn't a problem, so how did it change? It's the air together with the beged, the different things together, that's what caused the change. And the materials together with the open to the atmosphere is what caused the change in color. And in the Hanami, it came out, it was not a problem.
Should the Rav?
No. Le Machzakin Reyesa. We don't have to worry about that. The Rav does not have to worry about it. Le Machzakin Reyesa. We pass on the Maisa like the Taz and the Shach. You do not have to wait. However, if you did wait in a change, then it's not a problem. Now, what? How can you be sure? Throw it out in the garbage. What? You don't have to worry about it. Do you have to? What would be if afterwards you saw? So the Aruch HaShulchan says a different pshat. According to the Sajutara, it's not a problem because you say that whatever happened afterwards in the Chanami was not an issue. Now, even if we're not going to go that way, the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. He says when a Mara is wet, so anything which is wet moves around slightly. The Meili says the Lachluchis, the different color, gets pushed off to the edges when it's moving around, when it's a liquid, and therefore all it is his stabrus, it's a concentration of the color that got pushed to the edges. He says, so really all it is a bunch of different layers of the same thing. That he says, if you take it now and spread out all those layers, theoretically, you'd be able to take those layers at the edges and spread them out to be how it was before, and then you'd lose that red, and it would not be problematic. It's only because you have them all together that it's problematic. Now, even if we do not go like this, halacha l'maisa, we do not go like this, chacham tzvi. However, this yisoid, there are preskim that take. And that means that if we look at the ktsavis, and the ktsavis are, you see this very often when you have a stain from the rain, and something was dirty. Around the outside is much darker, because it pushes all the dirt to the edges. And it's taking the dirt, and it's stabrus of the dirt. The color is also, it's stabrus of the color, and it's if you would be able to split the color back to how it was when it came out, and it's only one layer, theoretically, you'd be able to split it and it wouldn't be a problem, then in Chanam, it's not a problem. According to many, many people do that, especially with brown, something which is very dark brown, and if you break it up, you see that it could be a light brown, but since there's stavros, a concentration, it turns to a dark black. That's a shiloh, and the price scheme, how do you look at that? Do you look at that as you look at it without breaking it up, or no, you're able to split it up, kefi, how lechur it was before it became its stabrus, and then look at each layer by itself. Now, what happens if, when the mara came out, the woman said, I'm sure that it was red. And then she brings it to the Rav, and the Rav says, no, it's not a problem. She's like, but I know that it was red beforehand. So if she says, I'm 100% sure that this was read beforehand, then Nechanami, you're up against the brick wall. However, very often, it's not 100%. I think, I've seen this many times. Many times that women, either they, are you sure that it was? I can't say, it could be that it was pink, it could be that it wasn't exactly. I'm not sure. How much dam did you see? A lot. How much is a lot? Like a lot. How much? Less than a gris. Yeah, for sure. So, like we're talking about a kesem. Like, very often, from what they, the when you break it down and you actually put them against the wall, they'll say that it's taka, it wasn't pashatr mechlal, what color it is. Therefore, if it is pashatr, shavei nafshi. If it's not pashatr, and shitaka has a suffix with regard to it, and by us it looks like it's okay, then in chanami, lechur, that would be fine. Not only that, it's very common. Actually, I had such a case. A person told me, he says, when he looked at it in his house, it clearly looked like it was metil ad mimus. And we were looking at it afterwards, and I showed him outside. I said, it's fine. He says to me, but it looked like it was problematic. I said, what color lights do you have in your house? Do you have yellow lights or do you have white lights? So he says, I have yellow lights. I said, okay, so take the mara that we just passed on, and you would agree to me that it's not metil ad mimus anymore, and take it back to your house, and look at it again in the light, and see, you're scared that it got even cut. Take it back and look, and you'll see when you look into the yellow light, it has more of an etiyah ladmimus, and therefore it's not such a raya bachlal. The fact that they saw it, depending on different things, depending on when it's wet, also the rays of the sun when something is wet, and the these things can make it have a shine that looks maybe a little bit like an etiyah ladmimus, and when it dries, itaka does not. However, in a chanami, if it's shavya nafshi, then it would be problematic. What's with paskini mechama letzel, like we mentioned, and at night? So, like the Teres HaShlam says, bismanenu, you don't need any Eden Bekiyas, and therefore, you could paskin whenever. Now, it's not so simple like we just said. You have to realize that there are different types of lights. Yellow lights and white lights. Yellow can make it look redder. White can make it look less red. Even with a loop, if it blows it up too much, it can lose some of its concentration. You have to know. Not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, bevadai gam ata nochen liras dafka b'yoyim, kama pamim re'isi b'chosh, de'ena dayna mamara b'yem lamara b'layla. He says, if you're stuck, you can look at it at night. But says Aruch HaShulchan, even as Monday, there's a big difference between looking at something during the day and looking at something at night. I remember I went to a certain Rav that his hours for paskening are at night, 10 to 10:15 at night. That's his hours for paskening. He has a fluorescent light there, and that's where he paskens. One time I brought him something, he says, I don't want to paskin now. Come back tomorrow morning, we'll paskin. That's pashat. There are certain things which are gvuli, which are much easier to see in the sun, and you have a clarity. And therefore, they actually happen to be that the bismanenu, they make something for depressed people, that they like. They only have sunlight, and when they have any other type of light, it gets them depressed. They make light which is the exact color of the sun. It happens to be that Rabbi Berkowitz has two of these and the two different colors. I'm not sure exactly how that is. It says when you put them both together, you get pretty good. It's pretty close, but Shalos, maybe one was in Europe where it's a little bit foggy, but Be'etzim, they have something which is kemat like daylight. That would be certainly better to use. Not that you're mechuyev to buy one of those, but anything which is gvuli, one should wait. There's one last thing here in the sif is the Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva brings down for the Sam Sefer a story, Ma'ase Shehoya, of a sounds like a younger man that brought a mara to the Rav, and the Rav said it was okay. And he says, I want to be machmer. Does he have a right to be machmer, or he's meshubit to his wife? Says the Chassam Sefer that even if she's screaming that she doesn't want it, hashtu de Israel, when she married this person, then she was zicher happy that he should be oiliv and mylas aprishus, and just like Eldad Umeidad, that it was a mila for them, that they're ashrei nishreseim shalelu of Eldad Umeidad, that they're going to be, even though they're going to have to be perished when they're mekabel nevuah, nevertheless it was considered a maila, so to over here it's a maila, and you're not meshubed, and in the chanami it's mutter. If you look in the tshuva, it's a purr is a kash on that, right? It's a purr said, oy vey. It's a purr said not. Says of some sefer tshuva, it's a purr, he was perishing gansen. A memela in a chanami, that is you need rishus from the wife. However, in a case where, or the Ibn Shalom, certainly, however, in a case where it's just being memayit, in a chanami, in that case, you have a right to be mafkia. Now, the truth is, in halacha, it's passed this way, in Evan Ezer, with regard to the chiyuv oino, the halacha is that anybody that wants to be memayit in his oino, he has to get rishus from his wife. Except if somebody wants to turn from a poel to Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to do it without rishus. Chazayis get passed in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav brings it down in the Shnayis. That's how he passed. Even though he's being mamayit, but since he's going to, for the purpose of learning, then even without rishus, it's mutter. You're not meshubid klape that. I saw in the Badei Shulchan, he says the opposite is true with regard to a woman. If a woman wants to be machmer and he doesn't want to be machmer, then in the Chalam he's takam meshubid, and she's takam meshubid, and she would not be able to be machmer. Agav, there in the Badei Shulchan, he clears, he says, Yesh lain whether some sefer, this person is not going to get the priestess and anything else. He eats like a ferret and everything else. He's no priestess whatsoever. Also, in the Chafsa service, he wants to get to be, he says, Yesh lain in such a case, whether or not you could be perish, whether or not you have a right to be, you're not betzem a perish, and you're not oyle b'mayles a priestess that some sefer is talking about. Yesh lain whether or not. So in the Pasodcha from a monk in his tshuva, he brought down the Chsam sefer that says, and he said, Lenias daiti bidareni aparat yesh li zar. All it just means is that akokafi ha'inyan. And a person has to know himself, and he has to know the situation, and like some service says, there is mugging for it, and depending on the person, it could be that he's not holding there, and in a chanami, his chumra would be to his bein adam l'chavir, to his wife, as opposed to his precious, which maybe is taka not precious be'emes. The Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, in a menas yish loymer kazer yisi velarati v'mumar lovan ayorak tar avam levi alefanein odam v'chzaknu betame or finu nestapaknu mutame yotar v'yomer eschochem ployer tirli kiyetz b'ze in se mechonole. The halacha is if a woman says that I lost a mar like this and it was this color lovan ayorak, then in a chanam it's not a problem. However, if we bring in, she brings a mar and she says, listen here, this color the rov mattered, and we look at the color and by us it's Tomei, or it's a Safik at least, then in the Chanami, in such a case, we're not going to be Semech on her, and she's going to be, and we're not going to, she's not going to have Nemanis. Now, does this mean that Isha does not have Nemanis? It doesn't mean that, the Gemara says enough, you'd give moment base, that there was a Chareshis that would pass Kuran Maris, and the Chum didn't say anything. They allowed this woman to pass Kuran the Maris. Now, if you look at the Rishash there is Ma'urir. That lachur, it sounds like when a woman says chacham plenty tirli samara, and by us it's a safek, we do not believe the isha. Is ma'ur that? So lachur, the mashmois is if you look at the Rashba, it's this way, and the Bach clearly says this way that it depends. If a woman says something to us and we don't have a safek, we believe the woman. It's not that she doesn't have an emanis. However, if there's a reya selifoneinu, she's telling me a, and I see a lefonai, and I see that it's taka very very borderline. And there's a safek lefanenu, there's a reya, so that maybe she was tosa b'dimyon, and in a chalam, in such a case, we're not believe her. Yesh lain, why it has anything to do with a lady? Even a man, l'chur, should be that way. L'chur, if a woman has ne'amanas al tzva safra lo, and nevertheless, in such a case where there's a reya, so she should not believe, so then maybe a man also, or no, a man, we say that it's not tosa b'dimyonis, we're not chayshish, more by a woman, chayshish. Chachma Sadam, I saw in one thing, he says, there's no difference between a man and a lady with regard to certain things, with regard to this and not ne'amanas. But the mashmois is that it depends on whether or not it's a suffix to us. However, anything lamaisa which is not a suffix, then a woman can pass on herself. Somebody told me once he went to Rav, and the Rav wasn't home. So he says, I have a kesem to show. So the woman said, I'll tell you whether or not it's a shayla b'chlal. If you want, I can tell you whether or not it's b'chlal shayla. Now that is mutter. That's not a problem. It's not b'chlal in the makom of a shayla. And that the Shevet Levi says also, b'zmanenu, if a woman paskins, she shows something to Rav a number of times, Rav said it's not a question, it's not a problem. And in Chanami, it's not a problem. She can pass him to somebody else also and tell her it's not a problem. It's only something which is already borderline, then it's already getting into a shayla. It happens to be, b'zmanenu, it's not a chiddush b'chlal. If somebody comes and says to a certain Rav, oh, by the way, this Rav is matered it, and this Rav says, by me, it's a safik. Shkayach. There's 150 different types of shitas out there, and what the color is, it could very well be that she talk about it. Why she's coming to a new Rav now, not exactly clear. The other Rav is on the vacation. I don't know. But it's certainly... No, you have to know what to do. I get this sometimes. Somebody comes and they say, listen here, my Rav usually passes like this, but he's not here. Can you pass him? Are you asking me to pass him like your Rav? Or are you asking me to pass him what he's supposed to do in such a case? Is that... So one case, I talk it to her, I said, listen here, wait till your Rav. After your own sake. Wait till your Rav to find out what he paskins here. Because what's with paskining on one's wife's Mara? So we saw on Rav Rishenim, except for the Meiri. Rav Rishenim says it's not a problem to paskin. You do not have to be choishish that you're going to be machmir shelo yimen adin and shelo tizgana lefanov, that which Yalta didn't ask his wife, either because he was out of town or for whatever other reason. But in the chanami mikar adin, it's not a problem. Some say maybe Yitaka shouldn't, because maybe he's going to be machmir. I know that some people are more machmir when it comes to themselves. They're a little bit more... somebody told me a shafazog that his Rav once told him. He says he showed a mara, his own mara, to the Rav. He says he doesn't want to pass on his own mara. He's too scared to pass on his own mara. So I've said, Mirt Hashem, one day you have enough Yiras Shemayim was with regard to other people's maras. What do you mean to say? Why do you want to pass on your own mara? Because you're too nervous with regard to yourself. So how come you're not nervous with regard to somebody else? In other words, but there is that aspect, there is that tendency. No, even though I know that it's mutter, still to be machmer shalei min adin, like Taisa says. Taisa is already married this nakuda. And therefore, if a person is chayshah like that in a chanami, you should maybe send his mara to somebody else. You should not paskin. But me'etzim me'ikr hadin, it's not a problem to paskin on his own mara. Agav, with regard to who brings the maras, the wife brings it, Yalta was bringing the maras, right? So the Heintike Paiskin, they talk about, they said in Europe, it used to be that the woman always brought the maras. Now, Mizmaninu, in America, it seems like the men bring the maras. Look, Maisa Pukhazim in the bar, what goes on? The Maisa, it is the men that bring the maras. Maybe in those days, the men were in the fields and the women were home. But it could be that was the... Now, with regard to paskening on tvila, one's wife's tvila, that was on the Pesach Tshuva, that there are those that pasken, the Chacham Sadam says, that you should be machmer, because it's Tizchazik Yisuro. And since it's Tizchazik Yisuro, you have to be machmer. However, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he says, Kol Rabbi Yisrael L'Yisrael L'Ukim. Everybody is chaylik on him. And Mimela, even if it's Tizchazik Yisuro, we find that a person has Nemanis Klapi himself, except by Bechor, there's a din, not that way, but by everything else, even by Tizchazik Yisuro, it's Neman. So Berkowitz goes like this, he says, Halach L'Maisa, and Echanami, even when I get the Tvila, we would be Mekel. Agav, this whole din of Paskening, is Dafka Zan, which is Tali B'Svara. This is, anything which is Mefurish Halacha, then it's not a problem. This is Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not like I need me to Paskin, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just being Megale what the Shulchan Aruch is. Which is most shaylis bismanenu, that's what it is. In the Shulchan Aruch, Dumani, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that between over 50%, maybe 50 to 70%, I'm not exactly sure, of the questions that he gets. I know in Das Neite, which was printed 10 years ago, they said that they took the shaylis from 70,000 shaylis that he was asked. So this is 10 years ago. He's for sure 150,000 shaylis that he's been asked, and it said over 50% of the questions that he asked are in the Mishnah Berurah. This is Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. And Mimela, that's most of the questions that Rabbanim are asked are in the Mishnah Berurah. That's not Shalat Talib Svara Bechlal, and that's Mutter even, certainly, according to everybody, in even on his wife's Mar. Now, what happens if a Mare gets lost? I think we're going to leave Gimel for later. We'll end with this. What happens if a Mare gets lost? So, Nemenes Isha Loimar Bezer Isi Vavadavtiv. Let's say she doesn't know what to do. Somebody told me today that he, Maisa Shahaya, that there was a woman that Taka lost the Maran. She went to the Maitz. The Maitz pulled out 20 Maras and said, tell me which one it looked like. And she said which one, and he says, it's okay. That was a chiddush to me, just because most women can't do that. Most women can't do that. To be able to remember exactly what all the colors were, and it was mama's just one color, and it was just pashut, and she knew exactly what it was. Be'etzim, that's what this halacha is. Lamaisa, what happens if a woman loses a mara? So, in a case where she thinks that it has an atila ad mimus, then says the Chachma Sadam, it's a shayla of a safik daraisa, and you'd have to be machmir. The truth is that with regard within the atila ad mimus, there are chalakim that are daraisa, and there are chalakim that are darabanan v'chira. Something which is a safik, for example, Chazal said, we saw that to make the chilik a meimar, he couldn't tell the difference between the first blood that was taken and the second blood that was taken. So you have to be machmer and all the different things. That netil ad mimus is certainly a shayla v'daraisa. However, it's other things that are netil ad mimus, kimeimei basar tzli, that were metama al netil ad mimus, it could very well be it's mashma and kama mekemis. The Yavid says also that we're bikim in what meimei basar tzli is. And nevertheless, we're metama al netil ad mimus. That means we know that it's not the adam. So it's not a shayla v'daraisa, and nevertheless, from a tamar al netil ad mimus. And Mamela in Echanami, there are, it's a shayla exactly what can be included in Metila Admimus as Asmi Daraisa, and there's things that aren't Metila Admimus only Midarabanan. That's what the Vushiri says, that if it's a Safak, if it was a brown Ukedema, then it's only Asas and Tila Admimus, which would be a Darabanan, then in Echanami would be able to be Mekel. So then, which is a shayla, if it was red, then in Echanami the Chari would have to be Machmer. Now, if she didn't, if somebody has a shayla, they should certainly ask, because there are Kama Vakama Pratim to get into. Now, if she lost the Mara Bechlal, which somebody just called me up this week, he said that he wanted to know if she did a hefsek tara, if she did a maich, could it count also as a hefsek tara? Why? Because she has the hefsek tara and she lost it. She partially lost the hefsek tara. So now, what's the din of hefsek tara? Well, hefsek tara is not, it doesn't do anything. If, even if it was no good, if she has a hefsek, if her maich was made as a hefsek afterwards, then machnish is whatever the hefsek was. However, let's say it's on day 3 and she loses it. So if she didn't see the Mara, then there's no Reyesa whatsoever. She has no Reyesa. She has maybe a Shaila of a Safik Hargasha, but that's only if you find Dam. We don't know if she found Dam. She sticks her finger inside. That's also a Shaila of a Safik Hargasha. Every time she goes to the bathroom, it's a Shaila of a Safik Hargasha. But there's no Reyesa unless she finds Dam. Only if she finds Dam, then we have a Reyesa. So she just lost it and she didn't see it, then it's not a problem. It's only if she is choishish that it was Naitalad Mimus, then she should speak to the Rav. The Rav will ask her exactly what color she thinks it was. And then you'll have to paskin accordingly whether it's problematic. We'll leave it. Stop here.